welcome to episode 2 of Chambercast, presented by the Greater Shreveport Chamber. I'm your host, Paul Savage Jr. Today, I'm here with one of our members, Vegans on the Run. This week's episode is sponsored by Biz Magazine. Biz is the sole publication dedicated to the Northwest Louisiana business community. They provide valuable news about our worlds of industry and commerce here in Shreveport-Bossier. Learn more by visiting www.bizmagsb.com.
My name is Jocelyn Marday Pickens, and I am owner of Vegans on the Run. Our business, Vegans on the Run, is your premier vegan food experience here in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Awesome. Can you talk a little bit about how long you've been in business, how you got started, and what really drove you to start this business?
I love that question, because there are probably 50 different answers I could give. I was thinking about it before we got here, and our business kind of came from my own personal needs. I've been vegan for 9 years. My daughter has been for about 4 or 5 years. My mother about 5 years, and my sister about 5 years. And we are Louisianians, so we like real food. And being vegan in North Louisiana means that we didn't have a lot of food choices and a lot of places that we could eat it. So we had to start developing our own recipes based on things that we grew up eating and things that we like to eat and we miss the taste of. So that's kind of where our personal need came from. And I would post little meals and things on social media, and people would say, oh, you need to sell that, you need to sell it. And so we started researching how to create a business based on it. And after about 3 years of research, talking to chef friends and just coming up with a business plan and all of these things, and I think fear of not getting started kind of set in. And I was talking to a business mentor of mine, and she said, well, I'll buy a plate, sell them tomorrow. You know, why aren't you doing this? Do it. And so she kind of drove me to just push out there and do it, kind of jump out there. That's what started the business side of it, based on just from us wanting to eat. So
I know the pandemic's made it difficult for many in the hospitality industry, but I understand you've chosen to view it as a positive. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. The pandemic was a surprise for everybody in the world. You know, we thought, 2 weeks of us kind of changing and adjusting the way we lived has become our way of life now. And it's been a benefit of sorts for us. We had just started a couple of months before the pandemic, and it's helped us to streamline our processes. We have a small staff of just our family members, so that, you know, we promote that as being safer. You don't have a lot of people handling your food. We do contactless payments, and we don't have a lot of contact with customers or the public. And so that has been a benefit of us learning like our processes and then streamlining them at the same time. We do curbside meals, you know, contactless, online, everything's done via text message and social media. So it's kind of helped us learn the business on a smaller scale. So that's how we look at it, as a benefit, absolutely, to what we're doing.
That's an interesting way to look at it. So how do you ensure the safety and health of your customers as well as your employees during these difficult times?
That is something that we really take seriously, especially at the beginning when it was so unknown. We didn't know what we were dealing with, and so we wanted to make sure we were extremely safe. One thing that we've done is that everybody at Vegans on the Run is ServSafe COVID-19 precaution certified, which means we had to go through training to learn about hygiene, learn about contact, learn about, you know, cross-contamination, et cetera, dealing with COVID-19 and the pandemic. Another thing that we ensure safety with is we wear masks and gloves, and we don't have a lot of contact because we don't take payments, you know, from the customer. All we do is hand you your food and then you move on curbside. We recently even opened our patio up for patio dining, but we still serve curbside and let you drive around and sit down and eat. And then we have somebody come and sanitize the tables. And I think that's important because we don't have a lot of people having contact with your food. It's basically one person in the kitchen, one person curbside, and maybe a third person there at the same time. But generally speaking, it's only two people that have contact with the food, from the purchase, the cooking, to the delivery of it. So it's not a lot of in and out or a lot of contact. And then we have a short contact with customers. If a customer tells us that they're under the weather or says anything, we don't mind refunding your money. We prefer you not to come, and we refund your money and we'll see you the next time we're open. So that's our benefits of trying to remain safe during this time.
what would you say is your proudest achievement?
So a lot of times people think about awards and all of these things with achievements and accomplishments. And we have done a number of things in a very short amount of time with television appearances, etc. But I think our biggest achievement or our best accomplishment to date has been to start and successfully run a business during a global pandemic. That for us is a success every single day when we see other businesses who have been around for years that have not succeeded through the pandemic. And then for us to be able to transition and kind of even change our idea of how we were running the business and our business plan in order to remain successful. So that's our biggest accomplishment, is to still be above water right now and still be surviving the pandemic.
Absolutely. What is one thing you hope to still accomplish?
Oh, there's a lot. We're just getting started. So one of our biggest, probably short-term goals is to have our own brick and mortar. We're right now in a shared space, which is a beautiful state-of-the-art kitchen. I just told one of the other tenants in the kitchen we operate out of that I've been in places now and I'm going, oh, this is brand new and beautiful. But we like our own space. And we like several spaces. We want to be the first idea for people in the Shreveport-Bossier area and even North Louisiana. When they think of vegan food, we want them to think of Vegans on the Run. So just basically getting our name out there and getting changing the face and the taste of vegan food is big for us, and that's what we want to do more of.
Face and taste of vegan food. I love that. So for those who are interested, how can they contact you to learn more or to even place an order?
We believe text is best. Text us at 318-230-1125. And the reason why we say that is because we are a really small family business. And so most of the time, one person's in the kitchen, the other person's curbside, and all of our business transactions are through the phone. Like credit card, everything's through the phone. So texting is always the best way to get a faster response at 230-1125. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. We're on Twitter and we're on TikTok, which is our new favorite thing now. Put recipes on there so you can see us in action. And everything's under the Vegans on the Run tags. We are located at 1210 Milam Street. It's right near downtown in the Municipal Auditorium.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
That's a wrap for this week. I hope you'll tune in with us next Monday as we hear updates from the community, chamber announcements, and more. Follow us on your favorite streaming platform so you never miss an episode. And if you'd like to learn more about or join the Greater Shreveport Chamber, visit www.shreveportchamber.org.